Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Love out goes out to all of you on Facebook who are watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where we are streaming live, and the rest of you can hop on over there if you'd like to catch us in action. We also want to say hello and welcome to all of our Blog Talk listeners. It's always wonderful to have you as well. And we look forward to the phone calls, which will be happening momentarily. We're all good?
Perfect.
All right.
Perfection. Yes. Audio perfection.
So, I don't know. How you feeling?
How you doing?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. It is, let's see, some things of Autumn Moon Festival. It's kind of that time of the year where
yeah.
they started doing the hard
Oh, yeah,
autumn
there's
going to
be a lot of those.
Yep, there is. There is there were some other interesting ones. I didn't really care about the Cookie Day.
You go back down. There was a fun
World Mini Golf Day.
Yeah, there you are. You know what?
Opioid Awareness Day. That's a serious
no,
one.
One more above. Garage Condo Day. I don't know what that means.
That was not worthy of mentioning National Chai Day for, I guess, the chai tea people that love that stuff. Gratitude Day, that's all. That should be every day. But,
that's
know.
Really true. World Gratitude Day. Shouldn't
there
just be one day.
Yeah, there was a couple other ones that were kind of notable. Well, International Day of Peace, that's probably a pretty damn good one, eh? All right. Take it away, Deborah.
Well, for all of you that join us regularly, this is going to be kind of repeating same information, but we always want our newcomers to be aware.
And we have them every show.
Yes, we do. We want them to be aware we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm holding up for the Facebook folks. And the only other tools that we will be using are choice and change. These are dynamic, life-changing, seriously, tools. And when you learn to use them effectively, and part of that is watching or partaking, I should say, in the personal prophecy card reading experience, we're able to check down the road, see what's there. Is our relationship failing? Is our career going nowhere? What's wrong with little Johnny? Why is he always getting into trouble?
Because he's a jerkwad.
You know, it can encompass just about anything and everything. We can check on your relationships with friends, family, coworkers, big ones, neighbors. If you're taking a new job, what's the atmosphere like in that new work environment? We can look at that. How receptive are the other people going to be to seeing you? We can look at that. There's a lot of applications. I mean, there's like from here to the moon. So I think that's about my part there, Jim.
Is it?
I do think so.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. I've already typed a lot of these disclaimers into the Facebook folks because I can type it up. But we want everybody to have fun. We want to also, if you are an international caller, or a Facebook viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out.
Yeah.
Well, not your name and where you're from. That's cool. Because I know you guys are putting a little extra effort in. Typically,
especially at this time of night.
Yeah, this time of night or just in general. I mean, some of our international folks are in the same time zone as us. But, hey, love is love. We'll still give them the international love nonetheless.
That's right.
This isn't based on time zone. It's based on which country you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, let's move along. Like, I got a mental checklist going on.
Hey, Luna.
Well, Luna's here now, too. We got Ashley and Luna here watching us on Facebook so far.
Yes.
It's been a long time. I told Ashley, too. It's seen her name come across our screen. I'm also multitasking and building my list because it is gigantor tonight. That number is 515-602-9676. That's the number you call in. You call in and it automatically lets you know nicely that you're going on hold and you can listen to the show. And when that happens and you hear the show, everything's 100% functioning properly. We have a list right here in front of me. I know the blog talk is like, when you say right here, you know, like, oh, both of you.
Absolutely.
I'm pointing to my computer screen where we can see your number. Oh, and the other numbers I keep on adding.
Yes, and here we thought maybe this would be a not much of a call-in.
We've
show
one thing
tonight.
We have noticed predicting the show numbers is it's unpredictable. So that's what our science study has determined. All right. Anyway, while you're on hold, I know you'll be on speakerphone, Bluetooth, and you'll be multitasking because being on hold sucks. Let's just admit it. We will get to your call when we get to it. When you go live, please do these things if you legally and safely can. Please get off speakerphone. Please get off Bluetooth. There's no please about it. If you got the show or any other stuff going on, some kind of media, you got to shut that down. Or that's really a stopper. Any other background noises that you probably don't think about sometimes because you're used to hearing them, it could be a problem. If you're one of those people that like to run around and do stuff while you're talking, this is not the time to do it on the show because all these things that we're telling you to do is because when your call gets through the internet through Blog Talk and then it comes out on our speakers, it can be very poopified. You know what I'm saying?
Poopified.
We're getting technical terms here, okay? All right, and at the end of the reading with Deborah, her card reading, and that means that reading is done. It doesn't mean let's get a few last shot questions in. No. That ship has sailed. We have a lot of callers. We can't drag this out and screw these other people over. It's got to come to an end. It's a free show. You can call back every other show we do.
Or
it's not like you're not going to be able to get to us ever again for months and months.
Or you can arrange a private session with
me. That's the one where you can actually do keep firing the questions off because that's your time. You're not sharing it with anybody else.
Exactly.
So that harp, and the other reason that harp means is because before you exit, I'm going to give you an angel card reading. One card flipped real quick, not a big deal, and then we move on to the next caller. So I like doing this because I see how this fails after.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I like to see how many people don't care when I do that harp, and they just keep asking questions. So anyway, that's it. I've got these. I got a 1, 2, 3. I just got to do a number check.
Yeah, 4, 2.
Yeah, somebody dropped off. But I'll worry about it now. We'll take the first caller, and then I'll worry about little stupid stuff like
Before we actually begin, I'd like to remind everyone I'm doing a full 24-card layout. Others may like to just draw a few cards randomly. I prefer to literally see the whole playing field. See what your life looks like.
No, that's all of it. Okay.
Okay, so just so you bear that in mind.
We're going to area code 703. If you have the show on, please shut that down in the background. 703, Northern Virginia, welcome.
Hi, welcome to
the show. Hey, it's Andrea. Just say, hi, Andrea.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I found out I have age-related macular degeneration from the eye doctor today. So, you know, it's not too bad, but it's not too good. But, you know, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like kind of a normal
thing? Eye trauma that I had years ago. I had eye trauma. Doctor tried to do a biopsy in my eye, take and then pop my pupil. So, I mean, I don't know how it happened. It's only in one eye, so who knows. But it's all right, you know.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's all we want to know. Yes, good.
Yeah, so far so good. But my question is, so far I'm still stuck with that job that I'm supposed to start October 1st. I had two interviews today. One was just a waste of time. One may be okay, but I have another one Monday, which I think would be better. Hopefully they'll pay better. But do you think the one Monday will be a good one so I don't have to take this crappy one?
Okay, let's see for you. I'll take a look right now, and we'll chat with you.
Okay.
All right, and so you've got the one starting on the first, and what was the second part of that information? What did you say you have?
I had two interviews today. One was basically a temp agency. They just wasted my time. The other one was an attempt to hire a contract to hire, and I don't know how that went. I don't have a gut feeling on it. I mean, go either way, but it's a contract to hire. It's not permanent. And
oh, okay.
But then when on Monday is with a real estate office, which I would really enjoy, and it's a permanent and better benefits.
No, good. Are you actually going to be a part? Are you in the real estate? Are you going to be like a person selling real estate or buying and, you know, an actual
No,
real
no,
estate?
Just in the office. Just
gotcha.
Office, like admin type stuff.
Okay, good. Because I don't even like the news. News just happened to be on, and I watched it, and they said they're bumping that freaking interest rate up now, and that's going to affect that market.
I know. That's why I lost my job, because I worked for a mortgage company. They bumped interest,
yep.
And I lost my job. So that's what happened.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That, and you know, it's amazing how they just bump it a tiny bit, and it just, like, has catastrophic effects. Yep. Well, you know that.
Well, it went from 2% to almost 6%, so it was a little more than that, because there's no more twos. It was all twos because of COVID. Now it's fives and sixes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
No, you're good. Just good.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing something like that, and I'm locked, and even if the period goes by, then there's some, like, and they will, even if I have to mess with it, I can still get a little, like, divided by two.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, you know the drill. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
And that's your VA. VA is better because there's no down payment, no taxes. You got to, you know, VA is a little different. So
that's me, VA.
Well, Andrea.
Yes.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know that you would like working there. Those people, there's a lot of animosity.
Which
there.
One?
The one on Monday. We go to the interview and you check it out.
Oh, not the job
starting
on Monday.
No. It's,
okay.
This is the interview with the real estate office.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just seems like a very acrimonious environment.
Hmm.
But you go and see what your vibes tell you.
Yeah, interview them back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she knows. She's not a young. Yeah. She's not a young whippersnapper.
At this, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to go see how you feel about it, because it may be worth all of this, these challenging circumstances that are around it. So,
okay.
Yeah, interesting. I really don't like to be negative in reading.
Yeah.
But it's not negative when you tell somebody to avoid something or something could be wrong, and it's actually making their life positive.
Yeah,
true.
The thing you talk about may be negative, but it's them maybe being cautious with it will be positive in their outcome of their life. Big philosophy here. Let's all be echoing on
what I'm getting. Here's what I'm getting. There's two gay fellows that work out of this office, and they do not get along. And it looks like they could be a couple, all right, like married couple or live-in couple. But they are a terrible match. They don't get along. They create disharmony.
Hmm.
So that's really what's coming up here.
I should ask on the interview. Do you have about the agent? So see if I get something like that.
Yes. See what your feeling is. Because this could be
It's a great company, because the lady I worked for when I worked for VMAX took her whole team and went to Keller Williams. So she loves working for Keller Williams. So, I mean, but every office is different. So we'll have to see.
Yes, and see, this is how it lays right now, that you would be coming into an atmosphere that is less than wonderful. But it doesn't mean you can't cope with that. And maybe you'd be the influence coming in that could actually change everything. Yeah. So I'm not seeing rainbows and unicorns, but you may be able to find them yourself.
Okay.
Well, okay, Jim,
fair
let's
enough.
See what you've got.
Okay.
I have. Now, this card could be this subject, might be something else. The subject is Remember Who You Are.
Yeah.
Archangel Michael, easy to pronounce that guy's name. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God, and you're very loved.
Aww.
Which is not a bad for anybody on this planet anytime, no matter what their question is.
That's very true.
I think that's just a reminder for all, you know, the archangel thing.
He's such a protector. you know.
He's a mighty good man.
Right.
What a man.
When I need a good one, I call Megatron. I call for Archangel Megatron. I'm like, he's the big guy.
Archangel's in disguise. Okay, go ahead.
But I do want to tell you, one thing sure to come true in your readings is that you are definitely going to land a job, and it's going to be good money.
That is wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the one I'm starting on October 1st is crappy money, crappy benefits, just crappy all around. So just keep on plugging.
Well, good luck to you, and we love hearing from you.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know after my interview on Monday how it goes.
Alrighty,
terrific,
definitely awesome. All right.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you for holding and being number one. All right, real quick, international shout out to Mike. From
hey,
the UK.
Mike. Glad to have
and
you.
And he's actually Mike, not a super secret alias. Well, he wasn't super secret. He told us. But anyway. All right. Anyway, yes. Got the UK in the house. He's the first UK representative in the house that has spoken up. And I felt I was going to say something else and it escaped my mind, but it's not meant
They're
to be.
They're boomerangs. They
it
come
not,
back.
It was not meant to be. It was, I don't know, something to do with show or cards or lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, let's go to the next caller. Very familiar area code. We're going to 203 Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Michelle. I spoke to you a few days ago. Maybe, I'm not sure if it was last week or I do have a lot of job things going on. I think I'll probably see how it's going to fall out, but I did make a big move with trying to tell them that I don't like the way things are going.
Well, do elaborate.
Things have to change.
Yeah, tell us more.
Yes, tell us more. That'll help the reading.
Yeah. So I hadn't said anything as of yet, I don't think. Immediately, I think Monday morning or something, I wrote an email saying that I just didn't like my treatment of, you know, I'm supposed to have this big role. People are treating me like I'm some junior person. I'm responsible for all these things, and I'm just not treated the right way. So I was really upset, and I wanted to be taken off that program, you know, and if they had something else. If not, you know, well, the idea was I'd part ways, but, you know, hopefully there was something else, but I don't want to go back. And they were strong-arming me to go back. And finally today I went back.
And?
But in the meantime, I had some other calls. And not like there's something instantaneous, but there's something that might be really, really interesting for me.
Okay, and your question for me is?
Well, I actually wanted to know more about if there was any relationship coming up for me. I was just going to, like, let that play out a little bit, but I wanted to give you the update.
Cool. Thanks for the update, and I like the curveball.
Yes, that was quite a...
I was like, all right, I'm getting all ready for this big employment job thing. It's like, oh.
It was a good segue. I'll
going to
you
love.
That.
That's cool.
Sorry.
She wants to know about a relationship.
Yeah, but upcoming, do you feel one's coming? You're in you have one?
Have you met someone?
No, I don't have one, so...
Okay, cool. All right, so you're
if anything was coming.
She wants to see if there's anything coming down that road.
All right.
If the train of love is coming to her station. Choo-choo! She wants to know if the train of love is going to come to her station.
He's in his own little world.
I am, you know. Yeah, you know, my world, I don't tax myself, so it's a good world to be in. And Judy likes your hair, Deb.
Really?
Yes. You know Judy from Minnesota.
Thank you, but I think she went too dark today.
Well, every time you get your hair changed, you automatically think the worst no matter what. It doesn't matter. It absolutely does not matter what it was done. She goes, oh, it's too something.
She wanted to go for autumn leaves. Really, the reddish kind of autumn leaves.
Yeah, but then that would have been multicolor, though.
Well, it's got two different colors in it.
But it would have been significant multicolor.
And we wanted leaves. To get rid of the blonde in the front.
You know, your leaves got like that, yeah. And then they got really kind of lighter ones in between them. That, you know. You'd look
it
like,
sounds
you'd look
like my hair. They did
really?
The same thing to my hair.
It looked like
that is too dark.
Yeah.
And they don't mean to do that, but you know what they show you on a swatch isn't necessarily what you're going to get in your hair.
Louise from
you
the UK.
You ruin it all the time.
Actually, Louise, before the reading, FYI, I didn't gain the glasses. I have to read these. I read the angel cards, and these particular angel cards, got to put the reading glasses on for. They actually use like. They color coordinate, so the colors all blend and mesh. So it's really crappy in their lights. But anyway.
Actually, yes, there is a new love on its way to you. And this is going to be kind of funny for you. Not ha-ha funny, but more like ironic.
Yeah, like, wow.
You aren't going to like this individual at all when you first meet him. You're going to be like, oh.
What a jackwad.
Well, Sometimes men come off badly, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting is it's like, it's one thing when they are nervous and they're stumbling over themselves, but then on the other side is one that comes in kind of like, hey there, lady. You know, like he's what do they call it? Big man on campus. And you're going to be so repelled, but he's going to drop that fake veneer, and he will be like, hey, I'm Jack, and just be normal. But actually, that playing it up over, you know, going overboard is part of his humor. You know, like he's the kind of guy that will be driving and he's waving to people that he doesn't know. Just kind of an off-the-wall personality. But I think you're going to find it very refreshing. And at first, like I said, you're going to have to work hard to get her attention because this is not your typical kind of partner. But, oh, I think it will. He'll get under your skin is what I think. So I don't know. Get ready. And I think that this meeting will happen before or by the holidays. This type of psychic reading, when we get toward the end of the year, things start to cycle up. We're all going to different social events. You know, we're mixing and mingling more. And I'll tell you, during the pandemic, when we were all pretty much locked down, that did not happen. It was a very dismal time for giving readings, too, because, you know, you can't expect something to happen if you're trapped in your house. So, yeah, but I really think you've got good days coming. One thing is you are going to gain respect in your work the more that you speak up because I can tell that she doesn't do it in an insulting way. She doesn't do it in any kind of, what else would it be like, aggravating kind of way. No, you just say what you need to say, but I feel that you are not a screaming shrew, which they're never going to pay attention to. But I think you really have quite a way with yourself. So, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, I mean, you know, up until like a month ago, I liked the job. And I was certainly, and they liked me. And they still like me. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to be treated that way.
Well, I think it was very well done, and your cards indicate that. Yeah,
okay.
So go ahead.
Oh, my Lord. All right, well, stand by for the angel card reading, because we have 436, 5 billion, trillion, zillion callers, and don't worry about that, Deb. We're going to move the angel card
reading. Yeah, I just want to tell her a card jumped out of the deck as I was putting the cards back together. It's a card that indicates long-term relationship. Grandma said, well, it didn't quite fall to the floor, but it would have. And Grandma always said, if it falls on the floor, it's coming to the door. So maybe it's an UPS man. Or he works
good,
for FedEx.
Good.
I'm just joking.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Wait,
like,
now.
Thank you. Appreciate
relationship,
it.
Relationship harmony. That is the subject of your angel card reading. And it says Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
Huh.
That's tough to place. Is that a relationship or is that a work relationship?
Yeah.
Well, you're
going to have to chew on that for a while.
Yeah, I think you will. But my instinct is that it relates to your work.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yes. Well, thank you, and I hope you call us again real soon.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Yep, have a good one. Have a good one. I'm the update on the list, like Santa, check it twice, and all that other happy horseshit.
So sweet.
Happy, crappy, slappy. All right. Next is... Yes, Green Acres. All right, area code 509. Ooh. The West Coast, Washington, 509.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
We've got to do it again because...
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so
cool.
Welcome. And can we ask your first name?
My first name is Erica.
Erica. Have we spoken to you before?
In the past, yes.
I think so, too.
I saw the area code and the location, but doesn't necessarily mean it was her. Okay, that's cool. Well, then you're not a... newbie, and you need to kind of know the deal.
Yeah, so please tell us.
Yes. I've only called once before.
Okay. That's
okay. That's once. You know what's cooking.
So we'd like to know what is on your mind today.
Well, I kind of had the same question. I wanted to know, when you see me meeting my next partner, I guess, and what that person is like.
All right. Well, what kind of person are you looking for?
Somebody with a personality.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay, yeah. So she wants them to be breathing and have a heartbeat. Okay, that's very important.
Okay.
Okay, so she wants like a down-to-earth person.
Yeah, and
like.
You know what?
That's what it sounds like.
That was an unfair question on my part.
I know what you mean, but I knew what you meant. She's looking for somebody that's just one of those, just your all-around nice person. She's not looking for probably somebody that's going to be an astronaut soon or anything crazy-ass like that. She just wants just a nice person that's cool.
Do you have anybody in mind?
Yeah, that's true.
That you think about?
Anything in the works?
I recently met somebody, but... No.
No.
Okay, well, all right. Well, that's how it happens. You got to start bumping into folks.
Did you call us some time ago about your relationship was breaking up or had recently broken up? I'm trying to place her. Maybe that wasn't you.
I can't even remember the question anymore.
No, I thought it was.
It's been a while.
I thought it was kind of an employment thing, but I could be wrong, too. What the hell do I know?
You indeed. Why is it doing that?
Oh, we'll explain to you why, Deb.
What?
Because you accidentally made the show for 15 minutes.
No, I distinctly recall changing
it. I watched it. anyway, I extended it. We're all good.
And I suggest you don't make that big noise with your cards. The angels don't like it. And
they're in my hands.
You probably startled everybody out there. That was a big noise.
I probably woke up the folks on hold then.
Anyway, yes, you do have someone very special coming into your life very soon. Now, see, I'm starting to feel that acceleration of when the holidays are coming, that this is going to be the atmosphere. There's going to be, you know, like work-related get-togethers. There are family gatherings. And people often bring others with them, you know, to a family get-together. There could be retirements, birthdays, anniversaries, all kinds of events, because I do feel it's going to be around a social situation for you. And, are the two of you going to hit it off really in a big way? I feel very confident that by the first of the year, I think that you will be in a very lovely relationship. Now, how do we have, what do we got? Oh, it won't do that.
Subject of her angel card, and we're going to go with it and see what it says. Angel therapy. We don't get this one very much. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and your worries to us angels. Oh, this is a good one, though. We have had it before. And allow us to take care of your burdens.
No kidding.
That's a good one.
And also, for you, Erica, how would you feel about a baby being in your cards?
Holy papoose.
How scary.
Well, then you better follow Grandma's words. Grandma's advice always was, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus. That's what Grandma always said. But yes, there is a very strong potential for you to have a baby and a marriage coming soon.
When you look at that relationship like that, sometimes it's going to go down to that way eventually, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're meant to be together, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say I'm working towards joining the Air Force right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'll make sure I hit the Planned Parenthood soon.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's going to happen? You are joining all-you-can-eat male buffet in the Air Force.
Times have changed.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of, in all the branches of the service, there's a ton of females now than like them. Remember, there never used to be.
Yes, that's true. And a ton.
I mean, you're right. It's still male-oriented.
Yeah, she'll meet men. And she'll meet women.
But it's not, you're right. But it's not only like
and
it used to be. Basically.
I'll tell you, I don't know what I have that is my charisma. But I have all my life attracted lesbians. They just really find me. I don't know.
I guess they think you're a thespian.
Earlier when you mentioned if there was somebody, the military guy that I met, I thought we would have like a spark, but I'm moving on from that. So that's why I said that earlier.
What you've got to do, my dear, is you have to call us again. Are you aware that you're joining a branch of the armed forces where advancement really kind of sucks? I'm just wondering if you know. Well, if you don't mind being an airman for a very long time.
It depends if you have a really good skill set or field, or if you just want to nail that 3 years, 4 years, and get that GI Bill.
Yep.
Everybody
does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's my route.
I think you've picked a good one.
There's nothing wrong with that. All right.
Good job security in that.
There is. Thank you very much.
Yes. Good luck to you, Erica. I hope we hear from you again.
Yeah, there's not, you know, and a lot of times we're opening the Florida Messenger. We'll wait about 30 seconds or so, and then we'll go back to the callers. A lot of people are like, don't understand, especially the career military guys. It's like, oh, these guys come in and they get out. You know what? That's part of the whole overall plan.
Is
they realize that in the bottom ranks is going to be a lot of ins and outs, and you got to have that. If you didn't have that, it gets kind of stagnant, and then nobody wants to join. Like the Air Force sometimes gets stagnant, and they don't get the bottom people coming in. So if I have to offer, hey, all I got to do is 3 years and get your guy a deal. That way they can get out and they get more new people, and it's just the way it flows. It's got to flow that way.
Well, they got to have their, I can't think of, minions.
If the folks that can't call in would like to have them reading right now, you can Facebook Messenger us, but you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. You can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee now. Like Louise, I think you probably are friends with Deborah Lee as long as we've been chatting and doing all that stuff. And anybody else? We got to close the window soon because we do have a lot of callers. But we like to open it up because we have folks that have no way they can call without, robbing a bank. Yeah, well, Louise, we are picking you. You are on Facebook. Go to Facebook Messenger and do a video or audio chat with Deborah Lee right now. It's perfect time. You can do it.
What's that from?
That's from Waterboy.
Really?
That was Rob Schneider playing some, I don't know what kind of character it was in that movie. They're a little bit of a rally, and he goes, you can do it. Come on, Louise, hit us up, because they're coming. They're coming fast.
Yeah.
One thing, we really can't go to the type thing when we have this many callers. We can do a messenger because they're fairly quick. We can't do that back and forth type thing.
I think
right
we're going to have to let you take a little break there, Louise.
Yeah, we'll try again later. That's no problem. It is what it is. We're going to go to area code 203, but it's not the same 203. We're going back to Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Connecticut. Well,
hi. Not the same as chance.
That's fact.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
Oh, hello, Pat. How are you doing?
Hello. Okay, I'd like to ask you how Chance is doing.
And what can you tell us about that
question?
Yeah, what's
happening?
You know, I worry all the time. It seems like he's losing his hearing. It seems like he's just going downhill. It could be normal aging, but the changes seem fairly sudden. But who knows? He was suffering all summer from the heat, so it's been hard to read him.
So I can look at this for you and see if something's, you know, going wrong with him. But we feel this with our own dogs as they start getting older. It's almost like it's so tragic that eventually we have to say goodbye to them. You know, and that's hard for me. But
very hard.
It is, you know, but I think of all the senses, that one isn't so bad. Remember Missy?
Yeah.
Her hearing was, that dog used to have like the best hearing. She had like radar antenna hearing type, and then it got to the point where I'd have to yell pretty loud to get her attention. But everything else functioned fine, and she was okay with that. You know, she couldn't hear, but it didn't bother her.
Could be, you know, the loss of the hearing could just be changing, you know, her reaction. Like you say, I'm so used to, you know, almost blinking and him hearing it. And now he's sleeping so deep.
Yeah.
So he's sleeping?
He's sleeping very deeply. He's sleeping often with his tongue hanging out of his mouth just a little bit. I am giving him CBD. Maybe a little too much. I don't know.
Maybe. You can back it off a little bit. All right, what do you got, Deb?
I'm not seeing anything dire.
Anything, nothing mission critical here, no what in the grave thing.
My senses, it's natural or normal aging. But if you are maybe giving him too much, I don't know what the consequences would be.
But could be
sleeping.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good sign. Even it's not a bad consequence, but it's to let you know, maybe back off that dose a wee bit.
Yeah. You know, I can deal with anything. If it's hearing loss, I'll adjust that. I can't get to the vet till November, so I just want to make sure everything's okay. I think he has laryngeal paralysis. He collapsed with his spine over a year ago, ended up in the emergency room. He's healed from that, other than I know he's in pain. But when that happened, he lost his voice, and his hind leg is weak. And what I'm reading about laryngeal paralysis is it's actually a nerve thing throughout the whole body. I don't know if he has it. I can't pay, you know, $400 to do a scope to find out.
Right. You just do your best as a family member and see what happens.
Yeah.
Right.
But like I said, that was loud. I'm not seeing you know, he's dreaming about the Rainbow Bridge or anything like that. All right.
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, sure. I'm crazy about this little guy myself.
Yeah. And, you know, we all know it's coming, but we don't. Later is better than sooner. That's what we know.
That's so true.
Yeah. All right, Roland,
thank you. Your
angel card. Now, like I said, some of these don't relate to your question, or maybe they do. You only can know that. Remember who you are, Archangel Michael. Again, imagine that. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You're very loved.
That's wonderful.
And maybe that's for the little pet baby.
Yeah, it could be.
We don't know, but she will think about it. Thank you so much for calling and holding. I know you've been holding forever.
Yes,
thank you.
We're sorry.
That's okay. We both thank you and love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And we know we will hear from you again.
Oh, yes. We can't wait.
All right.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye now. That's a sweet lady.
We're going to open that floor real quick. Do not fret, callers. We're watching you.
We got lots of time.
We got lots of time. We can adjust the show. As it's been kind of weird. Because at first I thought it was 15 minutes, and I bumped it up. And then for some reason I thought it was still less. Now I said, all right, screw you. I put a ask on the time there. But we can't go that long as I put in there.
No.
We just don't want that stupid little messing thing going.
Did you 50
seconds.
Did you give me caffeine?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like it.
I did. Well, what do you mean it doesn't taste like it? They make coffees really good nowadays where the quality ones you really can't tell.
I know you sneak in decaf, though.
I don't sneak in decaf. I don't sneak squat in.
Hello right. There.
We're going to Louise.
Hello.
Hi, good to hear from you.
Almost
almost a stranger.
We are, well, we're packed and ready to go. We're flying off at the crack of dawn.
Literally.
Yeah.
It'll be old dark 30.
We're going to see our families back in Minnesota. Minnesota. Yes.
Right. Land of 10,000 lakes.
So what brings you to the show, my dear?
Oh, well, could you just read the message that I posted? I've got out of the relationship and moved city and moved to the countryside. So I've started a fabulous brand new life.
Okay, so you're saying now, I want to make sure I get this straight.
Sorry.
You've gotten out of a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then
what? I moved city. I moved to the countryside.
Oh, how beautiful.
Okay.
And started a new life.
And you started a new life. I love the way you are putting this.
Okay. That's cool. So what's your actual question?
Yeah.
To do what? I really haven't got one.
Well, are you taking a break?
I'm living here now.
Okay. And not looking for another companion?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely are?
Absolutely are.
Okay. And do you have prospects lined up, feelers?
No, but I'm the only singleton in the village. So, I mean, the words spread around.
Well, if you're the only singleton in the village, then your prospects are not going to be in the village, now, are they?
Unless there are grandmas and mothers there that will say, oh, she'd be perfect for my son.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be in the village. She's the only single person.
I want to choose wisely.
Yeah.
But it's always, you should never choose poorly.
Right. I know. but the way the past one went, I've changed. Course, so to speak.
So to speak, her course has changed. we speak in a little hidden truth here. All right, anyway, the cards are going down.
Well, the thing to remember also is you may live in a place that does not have many prospects for you, but you have the internet, which is like the whole world outside your window.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think you are going to be a singleton for very long. No, I do not. Your cards are filled with new social opportunities. Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm choking up over that.
Oh, don't choke up.
Yes, the only thing I see in your cards, a bit of a red flag, is be watchful of your money. And that means like a bank account.
Yeah.
Credit cards, anything like that. Make sure that you don't get hacked. And okay. And that's by making sure there are no little tiny charges on your bank account or
not just weird things. Just anything abnormal.
That's good to know. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. That will you can change it by being cautious and watchful.
Okay.
You know, so that they don't get out of hand with you.
Uh-huh.
So, with that said, yes, you are going to be, I'd see several. I think you're going to have your choice of about four different partners.
Holy guacamole.
But then look at her. Look at her. She is absolutely stunning.
And really. It's like, this. I'm just able to do a little.
All right. Are we doing? Oh, yes.
stand by for your angel card reading, and I will put on me specs that she noticed that I was wearing.
Okay.
Last time she'd been here, she never saw my glasses.
I haven't.
I wasn't reading the angel cards, remember?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Anyway, let's get on to your angel card. Clairvoyance. Archangel Raziel, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Oh,
yes.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, I think the next one for you is going to be the true soulmate for you coming. That will be with you for, I believe, the rest of your life. So,
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sticking around. You waited very, very patiently for your reading.
It's late for you.
And we most dutifully appreciate that.
All right, sweetness, you take care, okay?
Don't be a stranger now. Don't disappear now for months and months.
I absolutely won't.
Okay.
Like you very much.
Take care.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Bye.
All right, Deb. I think that's Adele, right? Is that how you would say that?
Adele.
The Dell from Dublin, Ireland, the land of Aya.
I hope we've said your name right.
If we didn't, shame on me.
Yes.
I think I got it right, but you know. Anyway, all right, welcome to the show, and we are going to go to, let's see, that one we did. We think we're going to this one. Check, 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 check. We are. Swing and a miss. 520. Arizona, 520. You're the next caller. You're the next guest on the podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Hello.
And this is
Lisa.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew it.
We knew it. She knew it. She
Hi,
knew
Lisa.
It.
How's everything going?
Well, I saw the place that I was talking to you about.
Yes.
And I'm going to take it.
Good for you.
Cool. All right. So you felt some good vibes. Good.
Yeah, I felt, I'll get used to it. It's just a change. And sometimes the only thing I can predict is change, and I just have to roll with it.
I agree.
You know, it's not bad. It's not negative. It's fine. You know, it's totally fine. So I think I'm just having problems in my head about making change, but I have to. It's practical.
Well, it was seen in your cards on a couple of occasions that this will be really the start of a new life for you. You know, and
is this the move that
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
This is only supposed to be a 1-year gig, right?
Maybe a little less, you know, I don't know.
No, but I mean that was the plan, right? No more than a year for this move, right?
Kind of, sort of, in a way, you know, but things happen in life and you just, I never saw myself moving back. But that's the plan right now. That's the intent. But, you know, I have to be flexible.
Yeah, everybody does. Nowadays, you'd be a fool if you're not flexible and, you know, your plan. You always got to have a plan B, C, and Delta. All right. What was your question exactly again?
Yes, what would we be looking
for? Well, one of my projects when I'm down here now, and I'm looking at one of my projects. That's why I'm moving down, because I have work I have to tend to. And one of them is I don't get the help that I need. There are things that are specialty items that need to be done. And I finally got someone, but it was after many, many attempts. And I think he's going to be okay and be responsible and reliable. A lot of these people are not. I was waiting for someone because he told me to wait for him. And he was supposed to show up, and I've been calling him and texting him, and he's not answering my calls or texts. His name is Tomas, and I guess he's just not going to, he specializes in a certain kind of thing, and I needed him to help me, and I had explained that to him. Now, I don't know if he's just ducking me and he doesn't want to do it, and that's why he's not taking...
Would you like me to look at this, Tomas?
Yeah, and I hope I can get someone. I keep looking for someone reliable, responsible, and someone that knows what they're doing. I thought Tomas would be the one.
Yeah, well, contractors can be a whole different breed of animal. You know, contractors.
You know, right,
see, I was
you must,
dealing with stuff on here.
You must be psychic because I didn't say contractor and you're picking it up. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was doing my other gig here that I do. Multitasking.
Oh, no,
I mean
Deborah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta keep up, even though she's fading in. Keep up.
Yeah.
We'll deal with a blast.
Debbie.
Deborah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're going to have to look for somebody else. He is, I think he's dodging you. But why not be
he's
a man? He's dodging you.
Sidestepping you, evading, cat dancing around
He knows you're calling him. He knows, but he is, like, ignoring it. I don't know what the story is with him exactly. But he should be a man and just tell you. And I fear. I'm afraid that this is his work ethic and you'll be wondering where in the world he is, what's he doing. You know, he'll make your hair turn gray.
Well, so far that's what's been going on with a few different ones. And I just haven't been able to. So anyway, I keep beating the bushes, you know, turning over rocks. And so do you see me finding someone that knows what they're doing, is reliable, and will show up?
Yes, and that's under sure to come true. And you all know how much I love that designation. It is right there. This work, this project is going to reach full completion. It's just a matter of getting the right people lined up for it. And that's what your quest is right now, is to find a replacement. Because this guy is never going to meet your needs, really.
What an animal. You know, he knew, he was asking me if my significant other was still alive. And I said, why would you ask me a question like that? He may have gotten pissed off at my response. And he had worked for my significant other years ago. And anyway, so he said, okay, I'll meet you there at such and such time. And I've been waiting for him. And like I said, I already said what I told you, you know, what happened. So I'm pissed at him. I think it's just a real, oh, man, all the four-letter words want to come spilling out. He's wasted my time.
Well, but luckily, he didn't start something that he isn't going to finish. You know, at least now you can start fresh and find somebody else.
Was he pissed at me?
No, he's just not a good starter or finisher. And, you know, I don't want to be racist or anything, but I think that in a lot of cultures, they're just not a hurry up and let's get this done sort of, you know.
Yeah, it depends on the culture and maybe the area that they were raised in, the type of environment and the family set, you know, around there.
Yes, and sometimes we don't know if they have issues with drugs, drinking, you know.
Or they don't even know what the hell they want.
So you see someone on the horizon, then I will find someone. Then.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Lisa, definitely. I'm glad you asked this question so you know now that if you were to give him any money, he would never see a result.
Yeah, all right. And before you hang up, stand by for your angel card reading. Subject is Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Ha! So maybe that's the victory is finding out he's not the man for
could
the job.
Could be that. And we don't know. And she asked one little aspect of her life because there's a thousand other things in her life that's going to play.
Yeah. And when you told me that he asked about your husband's status.
Yeah, that's
felt creepy to me.
That's kind of
And you don't need him chasing you around the table. You
don't
know?
Need in your life.
Oh,
really?
No, I don't think it was coming from that place.
No.
I think I don't know why he asked. I have no idea. And that's why I asked him. I said, why would you ask me something like that? Because that was so insensitive, I thought, and ridiculous, and we weren't talking about that.
That is very insensitive, and either that person intends to be insensitive or they're as smart as a rock, and they don't understand feelings, anybody's feelings on this planet.
Thank you, Deborah, for being here.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
We want to hear how this turns out with you, okay?
Oh, you must stay in touch.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fox,
take care. Yeah.
Thank you.
Callers.
Is that
it? Yeah, we get two callers, but, you know.
We can't take any more on.
Do we even do those?
No, I think maybe we should call it.
Yeah,
but,
unfortunately,
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, and here's the deal. This is one of the nights. I mean, we just cannot take the show any further than the hour. It's very rare. I mean, we weren't even supposed to do a show tonight because we're supposed to be packing and, you know, all this crazy crap, but that's all I want you to do a show, so we threw it together, but we have to limit ourselves to 60 minutes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We are sorry.
And we'll be on again real soon, you know that.
And you know the only time that ever happens is on Mondays when we are on News for the Soul.
Yeah.
Very rarely do we not to end a show. We cannot do so.
Today is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
We will not, I don't know about tomorrow, probably not.
Oh, definitely not tomorrow.
And Friday, no. And Saturday,
just assume we will not do any shows, but you never know.
Yeah.
We guarantee it will not be tomorrow and it will not be Monday.
Yes.
Because those are aeroplane days. You know what I'm saying?
Take care, everybody. We love you. And without you, we have no show. So, all right. Trend we're up. Ready.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. So let us say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.